Good morning, everyone. Two stories now, one slightly historical, the other developing as we speak, but both of great interest to the financial community. Watching the borrowing of the federal government and the whole budget debate battle that's going on down on Capitol Hill, and the rest of us watching the health of the banks. So I want to introduce Louise Story, markets and Wall Street reporter for our partner in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Todd Zwillick, of course, Washington correspondent. Welcome back, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
So what are they arguing about? Is it the continuing resolution to keep the government going, or is it next year's budget? Can you keep those straight for me?
It is both. Yeah, they are arguing about both those things heating up at once.
All right, sit
big
tight.
Discussions.
We'll get to you then in a moment. I'm fascinated, Louise, by the Supreme Court ruling in February that under the Freedom of Information Act, the Federal Reserve actually had to make the names and amounts of the bailout money that went to commercial banks known to all of Americans. And we've got a partial list of those financial institutions that received funds from the discount window policy, where basically banks could call up and say, I'm in trouble, give me money. And they gave it. And some of these banks failed actually with unpaid balances, right?
John, this was the stealth bailout, because we all know all the banks that got the bailout from the Treasury Department, the one that we usually talked about that happened in the fall of 08.
Right.
But starting in 07, really, the Federal Reserve behind the scenes was lending tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars sometimes to banks all over the world. And what we saw when this data came out last week, which the Supreme Court really had to force the Fed to release, they fought it all the way in court. What we saw was a lot of it went to foreign banks. In fact, the bank that got the number one amount is a bank called Dexia Bank, which is a French-Belgian bank. And at some points during the crisis, they had $30 billion outstanding in loans from the Fed. And these loans allowed a lot of banks to stay alive. And as you referred to it, it even allowed a lot of banks that ultimately were very sick and would die to stay alive for over a year longer, which is, you know, raises questions about what are you doing lending money to these failing
right,
banks?
Right. So the very nationalist listener will say, how come our tax dollars are going over to some Belgian bank? That's one view, and it's a legitimate view. The other view, though, is we're getting a portrait through these disclosures of just how interconnected a bank in Belgium might be.
That's right. And, you know, what a lot of Europeans would say, John, they would say, our banks over here had those crappy home loans that were made to Americans. They bought the mortgage-backed securities
right.
full of American mortgages. And that's why a lot of them were in trouble. And that's, you know, the Fed won't tell us exactly how it made its decisions, but a lot of people think one of the reasons it lent so much money to these foreign banks is because they were in trouble in large part because of what happened here in America.
I think the word for Belgians, though, begins with an M. I don't think it's crappy, the word that they would use. Louise Story, markets and Wall Street reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Hold tight there. Todd Zwillick, the other big story, the budget battles in Washington. You know, the government needs to keep borrowing. It also needs to pay on its obligations overseas. Financial community watching these negotiations. Is it, is this a responsible, mature negotiation that's going on here, Todd?
I'm not sure that you want to talk about the same Congress that I covered, John, but I'll give it a shot if you want to talk about responsible and mature.
And you didn't take any money from the discount window. Did Todd take money from the discount window?
Louise? He's not on the list. I'll keep looking for you, Todd.
I'm at the back of the line, right? Hey, look, this talk over a government shutdown is, you know, the metaphor of the clock ticking is true. And leaders are going to the White House today to try to find a way forward. And they're somewhere below 50-50 now. There's a lot of heated rhetoric, a lot of posturing. Take it for what it is. Some of it's theater. But after a GOP conference last night, John Boehner did instruct House administrators to prepare for a government shutdown, to prepare the House in the event of a shutdown on how to run the place. So that's very real. And all the attendant press releases saying they regret if it happens, it'll be Democrats' fault, but they are preparing for it to happen as talks continue. At the same time, a shrewd political move, they're going to pass yet another immediate funding bill, this one cutting $12 billion over the next week and funding the Defense Department all the way through September so that you fund the troops. And they'll pass it. And if there is going to be a government shutdown, since this new bill for a week has passed, they'll lay it at the feet of Democrats and say it's their fault because we funded the government for another week. That's just a political move. It's a negotiating tactic. But there it is. The current deadline runs out on Friday.
All right. So I guess while this interesting sort of Fed sending money overseas to the Belgians that Louise is talking about is of no apparent interest to Congress, they've already moved on to next year's budget, right?
Yeah, they have. House Republicans, led by Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, John, are going to roll out their fiscal 2012 budget today. Listen to Ryan on Fox News Sunday over the weekend to set this up.
Widely reported that your budget
will cut spending by $2 trillion over the next decade. True?
Well, it's more than that. Quite a bit more than that.
$3
trillion? More than that.
$4
trillion? Well, we're looking at more than that right now.
Actually, John, it is more than that. It's more than $6 trillion over the next decade. And I want
to Tea Party point out, wants to get into the entitlements game.
They absolutely do, and some Democrats say they do too. Now, this is going to be a bipartisan debate, and it is not just the Tea Party. This is a $4 trillion deficit problem, and the interesting thing about this budget, it is an opening bid. Most congressional budgets, we have to stipulate, don't have a lot to do with the ordinary lives of ordinary Americans. This one is different because for the first time in about 15 years or more, there is going to be a serious discussion about Medicare,
right,
Medicaid, and Social Security, what these things do to drive the deficit. Ryan has a plan that's going to cut these programs. Now, he would say save them, make them fiscally responsible.
Well, we'll see if Ryan has allies and what sort of a constituency develops there. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent. The financial community hears a serious discussion of entitlements in Washington. That's good news for them, Louise Story?
Well, you know, a lot of people on Wall Street are concerned about the United States getting its house in order. Because, you know, when we look back at the stuff from the crisis, like the money the Fed lent overseas, part of the reason America could get through this crisis and do all that we did, I mean, the government pulled out every stop, was because, you know, there was money. And if you don't address the deficit, if you don't put the house in order and figure out how we can live in this more limited time, it's going to give America a lot fewer options if we hit another crisis.
There's a curious unity between taxpayers who feel like we bailed out everybody and the financial community that really wants this sort of unlimited money printing operation in Washington to
double
come to
standard,
an end.
Huh?
Yeah. Tea Party meets Bernanke. Louise Story, Wall Street, and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and Todd Zwillick. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good day.